This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. Welcome to the Network Marketing Leadership Show. It is Father Sunday in River City here. I'm very, very excited about this. This is the first time we've ever gotten to do this.
I know. It's pretty cool.
So you and I have been doing this show as Ham and Egg for about a year, and I think I finally have him trained. But man alive, we've got John Leslie Brown and his dad aboard, and I think you probably have heard of his dad, but unbelievable. So I want you to have this thought in the back of your head starting right now. HungryToSpeak.com. This is a winner, winner chicken dinner. Make sure you go there. Leslie Brown, how are you, man? Haven't seen you.
I'm great, and so are you. I'm staying safe, and I hope you're staying safe, too.
Oh, I am telling you what, I don't even like sitting this close to this kid. I am just wash my hands. I am telling you, I'm wrapping myself in saran wrap because I do not want to get sick, because so many of my friends are. My prayers go out to Mel Atwood. Legend in network marketing and friend of the show. He's in intensive care right now with the COVID, fighting it. So lots of people in the battle, and we just got to pray for them, fight for them, and have them fight for themselves. And the best way to keep it from happening is not get it. So that's what we want to focus on. And take it away, Les Brown. Tell us about your little boy and what's going on in life here. We're excited about you.
Well, he's a big boy now. He's a man now, just like your son. And what we're doing is we are taking the years I've been in this industry, 52 years of speaking and influencing and changing lives, speaking for organizations, churches, and major corporations, and creating an experience that will transform people individually and collectively. And so we call it Hungry to Speak. And so all of us have a story. And so we're teaching people today how to use their story in and out of the pandemic. But also, we focus on messenger, not just the message, and how to build mental resolve and let people know that whatever life throws at you, that there's something in you, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, that's able to handle it, and how to tap into that and be able to navigate through this new landscape where we find ourselves.
Wow. What do you think of that, buddy?
I think it's great. I think we have all been through this crazy thing, and I think we all had to really figure out what we were made of, and we all have a story to tell as a result, and it's important to help people get into that. And so what does that journey look like, Les, to take people to the place where they're able to pull that out of themselves?
The most important things, you know, they call this the distraction economy. And I think this is a distracted world. And that we now in a place where we have never been before. There are algorithms that know more about us than we know about ourselves. That's serious. And so what we have to let people know, what you tune into, you turn into. Our minds are being controlled and manipulated. There are families that are just drawing the line just on whether or not I should get a vaccine shot or not. Just on that. To say nothing about political beliefs. But the most astonishing part, and I'm 77 years old, that I find that one of the most influential, crazy mindsets that has been created, not even by a human being, is the algorithm and the programming that created QAnon, an app, some place that's speaking to people, talking to people, tapping into their minds, and influencing their thinking, their behavior, and turning relationships against each other. That is unprecedented. People buying into stuff. I was talking to my psychiatrist just day before yesterday, and he said, the presidency is about to flip. I said, is that right? He said, yes, you watch. I said, no, I'm going to watch you till I get another psychiatrist for you. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And he was so serious that he sent me details of friends that he has contact with, that's communicating with him and keeping him abreast of what's going on. So there's a different kind of space, and you don't know what's going on with people. A friend of mine, he asked a young lady for a date, and she said, let me ask you something. And he said, what is it? Have you had the vaccine? And he said, yes. She said, I can't go out with you. So she refused to have a date with him because he had the vaccine. So this is a different kind of space. So what we're doing is, one, teaching people how to begin to focus their minds on being mindful and monitoring what the input is. Nothing gets through except through the eyes and through the ears. And so helping people to be mindful of what they're watching, what they're seeing. I saw this movie, and I'm sure you have too, Social Dilemma. And the people who created this technology have said even they have been fooled and manipulated because of this technology. They can't always figure it out. And so we have to be very, very mindful. I've got children. I've got grandchildren, 15 and 5 great-grandsons. And so I can't let them just sit down and allow themselves to be manipulated by video games. This is everywhere. We've got to watch them. And they're listening to us. They're listening to our conversations. And we have to be an intervention. We have to begin to look at what is it they're listening to? How is this influencing them? Let's reduce that time and allow the dominant thinking that is required for them to make it in and out of the pandemic be what they focus on, because what you focus on the longest becomes the strongest.
Wow, that's really well said. And I think that's what's, it's such a sad space to be in, to see people that are, you know, that would otherwise really enjoy each other, that, you know, have had these long-standing relationships, and that these wedges have been driven between us by, you know, whether it's forces outside of our control, whether, you know, I don't know if there are people consciously trying to pull us apart, or if it's just the way that our culture has gone, but it is very, very real. And it's so important that we step into that breach and that we make a stand to take the world in the other direction. And so, John Leslie, I'd love to hear from you. How has it been with the two of you working toward this goal? And what do you see as the most important piece of this work?
And before that, are you the only child and you have 15 kids, or do you have brothers and sisters?
No, let me just make that clear.
All right.
I have 15 children.
I contact map everything, so I needed that data for my information. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, your contact mapping is off if they told you I had 15.
All right, man.
I'll just play. So it's been really, really remarkable, as you know, just working together with father and son. It's a privilege that a lot of people don't have. They don't get a chance to really work on projects and to grow with family members. Man, one of the unique things about how I was raised is I've been working in the family business since before I was a teenager, since I was 9 years old. And my dad really, he didn't just, I think that there are two types of leaders in this world. Some are role models that you get to watch afar, and maybe you can pick up a couple tips here and there. But my dad is really an enrollment model. He will enroll you in a process to help you find parts of yourself that you did not know existed. And one of the benefits with what we're doing now and Hungry to Speak is that one of the things that you realize is growing up professionally, being able to take advantage of the opportunities that are out there and watching some people who are unable to, is that you cannot become a better communicator without becoming a better person. And you can't become a better person without becoming a better communicator. The two go hand in hand. And with Hungry to Speak, the benefit of the program, and really because of the pandemic, we had to switch up our old model. We had to start to do things virtually. And I was never more proud of my dad than when the pandemic hit. We had just got back from Dubai. The dates on the calendar all started to shift. Well, guess what? He thought that he was back at the DJ office trying to get a job or something. He turned into work mode. He was hungry to provide hope and optimism during these dark times. He was hungry to train new people to learn how to make money from home using their voice. He was so hungry, and I was panicked. And I said, doesn't he see the calendar? We might not ever speak on a stage again. He did not get distracted by the distraction economy. And lo and behold, we launched Hungry to Speak now, where instead of just coming in and hearing his incredible presentation, he actually works with people on an ongoing basis, where we're doing coaching on a regular basis and getting a chance to listen to the audience, hear your stories, and position it so that you can speak to the world. So the three benefits from the Hungry to Speak program is, number one, personal development. Number two, professional development. And number three, massive collaboration. Being a part of a community which truly makes a difference. And I'm so grateful for my dad to adding me to the personal development community early on.
And let me share this with you. We've gone, as you are aware, from brick and mortar to click and order. There are people, they say, the number one fear that people have is speaking before an audience. Well, the primary way that people are going to be making money in and out of the pandemic is through sitting in front of a computer. And so what we're doing is teaching people how to go beyond just providing information, sitting down in front of a computer. If information could change people, everybody would be skinny, rich, and happy.
Yeah.
The key to it, and what we're training people how to do in Hungry to Speak, is how to create an experience with the audience, with your customer, with the people that's in your organization, if you're involved in multi-level marketing. Now, why is that important? Because Oliver Wendell Holmes said, and he was right, that once a man or woman's mind has been expanded with an idea, concept, or experience, it can never be satisfied to going back to where it was. And so we teach people rather than just have
operational thinking. I got to take a fast break. So this is a hard break because we're on 550 radio stations. So we're getting out of here. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And we're back. We've got John Leslie Brown and his dad.
When you're going for a walk with someone, something happens. Either you adjust to their pace or they adjust to your pace. Whose pace have you adjusted to? And so when you have a tool like contact mapping and that you can stay in touch with, build a community, create an experience, be connected to people that can see what you see, people that are dreamers and people who are hungry and people that want more. One goose can fly 75% further in formation with other geese than it can ever fly by itself. So contact mapping is a game changer. You can't operate and function at your best and think that you can become a category king without it. It's a tool that everyone needs, not just in multi-level marketing, but if you want to be a voice of influence, if you want to be able to live a life that will outlive you, if you want to create a movement, you've got to be able to stay in contact with those people. And so those contacts, they are able, through contact mapping, lead you to the step-by-step process of developing a relationship. People will do more for a relationship than they will do for a job. They did a study that people used to, in this part of the city of Chicago, there are people who drove cross town past other restaurants offering the same food at a lower price, but because of the contact, the people recognize him, call them by their name, because of the customer experience, that they drove that extra mile, they paid that extra money because they wanted that contact. And now, because of the pandemic, people want contact. We're human beings. People have to be in relationship. I was not in contact with people for a year and a half, and I developed a squirrel friend named Tyrone, and he taught me squirrely. What did you do? And what I just said was, in squirrely, I'm so glad to be on this podcast with you.
That is awesome.
If we hear you talking to a squirrel again, we're going to take you behind to the citizen facility. We're going to take you to the old folks' home. But I said, hey, I don't have anything else to do a year and a half. And when I went on the stage just 2 weeks ago in New York, oh, my God, I was so glad to be there and feel the energy in the room, something I never feel sitting here in front of the commercial, even with Tyrone. I don't mean to hurt your feelings or nothing, but even with my friend Tyrone, who now speaks English and I speak squirrely.
That is so awesome. So, yeah, it's 100% right, though. And, you know, I know that John Leslie always asks his dad things. And what his dad says back isn't, let's Instagram him, let's Facebook him, let's text him, let's email him. It's exactly what I say to you. Let's call him right now. And my son looks at me like, what? We're going to call him? Maybe they're having dinner. And I say, who cares? That means they get to talk to me during dinner. And that's fine by me. Because it's human beings talking to human beings. And a great friend of yours is Richard Brook, and he's in town right now. And we were talking about you earlier and how awesome you are and how well you communicate. And I was listening to you on Clubhouse this morning with Brian Tracy. And I've been listening to you guys at night with your public speaking seminars on Clubhouse, where you're teaching people how to do that. And, you know, people need to learn not only to speak, but they need to listen powerfully. And what I love about you, too, is that you are teaching the world to do that. And we're bringing back an art that needs brought back versus hiding behind all these clicks and likes and tweets and all the garbage that go along with your generation. It's crazy. So, yeah, I agree with me.
I like what you said. I agree with me. I will use that from now on going forward, Tom.
when you're in your 70s and have accomplished what the two of you have accomplished, you get to stand on that. I agree with me is a valid statement.
And, you know, all we want to do as a 77-year-old and a 70-year-old is be young. And all you guys want to do is be old. And it's so cute because everything we aren't, we want. And the whole thing boils down to all of you, if you really want to have some fun today, go interview somebody like Les Brown, somebody much older than you, or interview somebody like, you know, John Leslie, somebody much younger than you, because the perspective is all wonderful and beautiful. And guess what? We're already at another break. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. Richard Brook, you're going to get to hear about some survivalist stuff if you stay on AM radio. We'll be back right after this. We love all of you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Texas Attorney General Kent Paxton argued Saturday on Newsmax that there is nothing in the Constitution that takes away the state's rights to regulate abortion.
And the idea here that the federal court, the Supreme Court, took away the ability of states to regulate something so important
was absolutely the wrong decision. And you can see the chaos and the changing decisions over the years and how hard it is for states to even know what the actual law is because it's not written down anymore. It's just constantly changing by the court.
The U.S. Department of Energy announced Thursday it will utilize the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve to address fuel shortages in Louisiana because of Hurricane Ida. The Category 4 hurricane devastated coastal areas and inland parishes across the state's southeastern region. Gasoline power generators remain critically important as widespread power outages persist amid sweltering summer temperatures. This is USA Radio News. A Taliban spokesperson insisted to Fox News on Friday that there will be no issue about women's rights following the militant group's takeover of Afghanistan, despite widespread international concerns.
No problem about their education, their work, but we should not be after changing each other's culture, as we are not intending to change your culture.
A Florida diner that posted a sign telling Biden supporters to take their business elsewhere was forced to temporarily close after not having enough food to meet a surge in demand. The DeBerry Diner, located in DeBerry, Florida, and owned by Angie Ugarte, was closed on September 2nd after a sign was posted on the door slamming Biden's chaotic Afghanistan withdrawal and telling his supporters to take their business somewhere else, according to the West Volusia Beacon. Several military veterans descended upon the diner to express their support for the sign Ugarte had posted. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back, everybody. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We have got John Leslie Brown with his great father, Les Brown. And I am telling all of you, if you haven't watched this whole show, go back and watch it. The people watching it, you know, going to hungrytospeak.com, living there. I am going to tell you one thing right now. Les Brown has been there and done it. And you need to listen to him because everything that comes out of his mouth are thought out important words. And as I've listened to him on Clubhouse, he talks so much about preparation and not be like canned, but prepared. And people never even know how prepared you are because you're that prepared. And when you said that, I thought that is absolutely magic. And then when you were talking about remembering your last speech and you said you can't remember any of them because you're too busy preparing for the next one, I just about swallowed my cigar because I know that that's true. And I just can't thank you enough for that advice that you gave. And here I am 70 years old, an old dog learning new tricks from you. So thank you.
Well, I believe we're never too old to learn, and you're never too young to teach, and that's why our sons are on here with us. Yeah. Hello, Richard Brooks. He's a powerful man. That's my brother from another mother.
He is a good man. So, John Leslie, you said when you were like 9 or 10 years old, you would go on these tours with your dad, and he started to pull you up onto the stage and put you there beside him, and you began to find your own voice. Do you remember what it was like the first time when you were just, I have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old daughter. They would just swallow their cigars. So what was it like the first time he ever brought you up there, brother?
Well, I do, because it was the most difficult time, actually, in our family. My grandmother, Mrs. Mamie Brown, who really inspired my dad to create a better life for family, because she took care of 7 children that weren't her own. On my 10-year-old birthday, unfortunately, she passed away from breast cancer. And it was the first time that I ever witnessed my family sad. It was the first time that I ever saw tears run down my dad's face. And a couple days later, they had a funeral service for her, a homegoing service, as we like to say. And they asked if anyone wanted to get up and share a story about Mrs. Mamie Brown. And there, that was the first time where I gave a speech. So, in honor of my grandmother. And Dad will tell you more about that. Dad, do you remember that moment?
Yes, I do. When I saw him walking down to get the microphone, I'm asking myself, where is he going? And he grabbed the microphone and he started telling stories about watching Animal Kingdom with Mama and The Price is Right and Bob Barker, her husband. I said, oh my goodness. And he had people rolling, laughing at a funeral. And I said, he has the gift. He's going to do some incredible things. And I just discovered in the last few weeks, my birth family at 77, my birth mother, her name was Dorothy Bell, and she was a speaker. And I'm going to send you a video showing you the reunion with family members that I did not know I had, 2 brothers I did not know I had. And my grandmother, her name is Beulah Rucker, and they have a museum in her name honoring the work that she did. And she was an educator as my mother, and she was a motivational speaker. And so they said that she was hungry to learn. Now, the title of my book is called You Gotta Be Hungry. So, come on, you can't make this stuff up. Coincidence is God's way of staying anonymous. And she was known for being hungry to learn and to teach others and to speak, and that we should be visible, we should be engaged, and we should make a difference with our lives. And that's how she lived her life. And sitting on a porch where my birth mother built, they said she had a hammer and a saw. And all I could think of, and this is yesterday, she did this. She built this house herself. And the lumber yard in Gainesville, Georgia, gave her the wood. They donated wood for her to do it. And she couldn't find enough carpenters to help her, so she did it herself. I said, I don't have anything to brag about. I never built a house by myself with a hammer and a saw or anything else. Not even interested. Okay. It just challenged me. One of the things, my goal is to live life in such a way that I leave here empty. Miles Monroe, a great minister who passed, he said, rob the cemetery of your voice, of your story, of your gifts, of your ideas, of your leadership. Rob the cemetery. It's the wealthiest place on the planet, because most people go to their graves. They die at age 25 and don't get buried until they're 65. And they take with them the potential for greatness, because we have built-in greatness in us. We're born with the power and the authority and dominion to control and to live a life that will outlive us. But most people live a life of mediocrity because they don't know who they are and they don't find themselves challenging themselves and putting in the work so that they can discover who they are. Brian Tracy talked about the comfort zone is the danger zone. But when you get outside of the comfort zone, you meet the man or woman that you were supposed to become.
Wow. I heard him say, I heard that this morning. That was so cool. Thank you for bringing that back up. And, you know, I have been sober 33 years, and my life's given to AA and alcoholics and drug addicts. And people ask me, what in the world I'm doing working so hard at age 70? And I say that my passion is alcoholics and drug addicts. My job is network marketing. And my legacy is contact mapping and teaching people to leave people that they meet feeling better than they did when they got there. That's the whole movie. And the way that you do that, what you love most about me is what I remember about you. And if we can just learn to remember instead of just blasting away with our complete speech all the time, everything changes because people feel your heart, they feel your soul, they feel your love instead of your pitch. And if we can teach people to do that, which Les Brown has done forever, and now he's teaching his son, and watching you, listening to your son talk about Mrs. Manly Brown and him walking on that stage at age 10, I just wish the people on the radio could have seen your faces, because your son was so proud and you were 10 times more proud than that, thinking about your mom and thinking about your little boy walking up there, because all we really have are memories like that, and they need to be somewhere because we all can't remember them all the time. And when I see your son in 5 years, hopefully, because I'll be 75 and you'll be, I hope you're still, who knows what that means. Here's when I see your son, and I bring up that story, stay with me, and I bring up that story, and I go, do you remember on September 1st, John Leslie Brown, when you talked about your grandmother in front of your dad and walking up on that stage, and you're going to start crying just exactly like your dad did, and you're going to hug me because I remembered, because all we want to be is remembered, and that's my goal in my life, and that's all I'm about. I'm the best rememberer you know, and I'm teaching people to do it. That makes sense?
Yes, it most certainly does. You know, it's that it's not about as we live the number of breaths that we take, but the moments that we create and the memories that take our breath away.
Wow. Fact.
It really is. And I think that pairs with one of the things that I believe to be your superpower, Les, which is just that ability to see people and to see greatness in them. And I think when you can really know people and you can really spark that belief that you gift to them, maybe before they have it for themselves, there's just that you can be I think a turning point in people's lives. And it's interesting. A dear friend of ours just embarked on a big journey in her own life where she's going on to something bigger and better that she wants to go after. And she actually had a conversation with you years ago, and you spoke into her life, and she pointed to that being the transformative moment for her. And we have the capability. You don't have to be a famous person to have that kind of impact on others. You just have to pay attention and to see something in them that they can't yet see for themselves. Don't you think?
Adrian, you are 100% right, because Maya Angelou said people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And when you let people know that you care for them, now, Zig Ziglar had another way of saying it. If you give enough people what they want, they will give you what you want. And that was what Zig was known for. And people want love. God is love. He who dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in them. People want to be paid attention to be recognized, to be respected, to be valued. And when we live our lives like that, in this place where we have so much divisiveness and what we need is love and harmony and voices of hope, when there's hope in the future, that gives you power in the present. Voices that will unite us rather than divide us. This is what we must do. Evil prevails when good men and women do nothing. When something happens, three things are in order. Number one, there's the perpetrator. Number two, there's the victim. And three, there's the witnesses. And the question is asked, which is worse? And the worse is the witnesses. It was Benjamin Franklin who said, until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are affected, change will never take place. And so the two of you, you and your father, have decided we're not going to be witnesses. We're going to raise our voices. We're going to make impact. We're going to be visible. We're going to be a force for good. And you've created something that will allow others to do it. Contact mapping. Allow people to stay in relationship, to keep a connection, and to be able to move in tandem with other like-minded dreamers and people who have goals and a passion to live their greatest life and leave a legacy and build a dynasty. John Leslie says a legacy is about how you'll be remembered, but a dynasty is why you won't be forgotten.
Oh, I gotta steal that. My gosh. All right. This is the last break of the day coming up, and it was perfect to come from John Leslie's unbelievable quote. And yeah, I don't want to be forgettable for sure. So I love you guys. We're going to come back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show on the Genesis Connect Communication Network. Thanks, Ted Anderson, for having us on the air for the last 12 years. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And welcome back. It's the Network Marketing and Leadership Show final segment. Has this been like the best show you've ever done?
It's just been fantastic. And it's the dynamic between the two of you and the way you both admire each other and the fact that your dad quoted you with the best quote out. The whole thing, everything about it couldn't have been better. And this has been so much fun.
Are you going to really work hard, John Leslie Brown, on learning? You know, I've often thought your dad had all the quotes on a yellow sticky. And I'm watching him look right at the camera. And this is coming out of his mouth without him reading, and I'm even more blown away. Are you committed to learning it like that down the road?
Oh, well, yes. We have quote competitions in my family. So.
Oh, my gosh.
And the purpose behind it, you know, sometimes people view public speaking, personal development as some type of performance. But never in our household. He raised me with the mindset that you're an intellectual resource. You're always studying, always learning, always upgrading your mental software so that you can be empowering for other individuals. So we didn't have any sticky notes. Sometimes he would see us write notes backstage and then throw the notes away before we get to stage. That is not funny. Or he'd say, what are you going to speak on, son? Oh, Dad, I'm going to speak on focus, faith, and follow through. All right, great. So he goes up there and speaks on focus, faith, and follow through. And then you're like, oh, I've got to come up with new material. So the idea of preparation, as you were talking about earlier, when you're an intellectual resource, is the mindset of stay ready because he's going to make sure you get ready.
Oh, my gosh. Stealing your crib notes and going in out there and doing it before you, that's a good move right there, Dad.
Yes, I love it.
So what do they get? What's that website?
HungryToSpeak.com.
What happens there? So people should go there. Why, guys?
I teach a weekly class, how to find their story. And if they know their story, how to organize it and how to deliver it and how to create an experience with their story. Because we're now in a place we've gone from brick and mortar to click and order, seated in front of the computer. How to not just sit here and provide information, but be compelling with your story. To grab people's attention, hold the attention, creating experience with their story and igniting the behavior and new choices to the audience that's listening to them, to transform them by expanding their minds, touch their hearts, and releasing, igniting a force for good, a determination, and a drive that Armandino talked about. I will persist until I succeed.
Wow.
How long have you guys been running these weekly classes, Les?
John Leslie has that answer. I just show up and do them. I'm
okay. That's right. You already told me. I don't remember. I'm focused on the next one. How long have you been doing this?
Exactly. Well, my dad has been coaching and mentoring speakers for over 30 years now and had a chance to work with some of the biggest names in the industry that he's personally mentored. But when the pandemic happened, we shifted the model and he started training people virtually. And I really wanted to create something with him because the best part about having Les Brown as your father is realizing that the most motivational moments come when he's not on stage. when it's just a private group where we're just talking, when everyone's trying to figure out the problem, and he's got the most optimistic perspective that you've ever heard. Like, why are you thinking so positive, Dad? Because, hey, I'm Les Brown. That's what I do. But I wish it went into, for some of the people whose lives that he's changed, to get an opportunity to build a relationship with. One of the joys of the Hunger to Speak program, it's intimate enough to where we know your names. We can call on you in class and put you on the spot and throw away your notes and see if you can still bring it, right? And so often programs are designed, get them in, give them information, and get them out. But what's really unique about the Hunger to Speak program is we meet weekly, we do virtual events. We just completed our first in-person event, and it's a real community of high achievers. And Dad, talk about the importance of community and the type of relationships that we must form today.
Yes, this class has been going on for a year. And so every week, and we've increased it to twice a week, they will learn how to create an experience with their story. They will get the opportunity to work with other people in the community because they form their own groups, and we are creating our own stages and our own speakers bureau so that people don't have to worry about just going through a training and having nowhere to go speak. Okay, so we cover all the stuff and help them to create and develop their products and record. I just purchased a studio with my time and my energy to help people to accelerate their growth and development. Because there's going to be a collective meltdown. Trust me on this. When they lift the restrictions on the evictions in this country, not only will it be disruptive for the economy, it's going to be disruptive for millions of people and their family members and their friends and their children. A disruption that we have never seen before. And so the need for speakers, for trainers, for coaches, and for technology that you have created, contact mapping, how to build a relationship with people, how to stay connected to them, how to begin to exchange ideas and be able to create collaborative, achievement-driven, supportive relationships that can give you a breakthrough, that can help you get to the next level. This, what you have created here, you were chosen for this point in time. God had a lot of choices. He chose you and your son out of 400 million sperms. And look, who will do this? Oh, there they go. Yep, that's it.
Tom and Adrian. All right, everybody, we got to get out of here. I'm telling you what, we're going to put this on the highlight. This will be front page radio show website for a long, long time, along with the Hungry to Speak link. And we are going to drive some people to it because you're changing the world. We'll see you all next week. We love you. Great job, everybody.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.